In sports today, we'll be talking about college basketball as Arkansas came away with a win over Furman last night. We'll also be talking about Arkansas State losing last night in a tough loss to Alabama. We've also got college basketball tonight from Missouri State. We've got the University of Missouri running back Cody Schrader named the 14th winner of the Burlsworth Trophy at a ceremony held last night. We've got high school basketball to talk about that their Lady Bobcats played last night. Got a big 72-30 win. We'll hear from Coach Denny Young about that, talk about other high school basketball from last night, as well as the schedules for tonight and Monday Night Football, all as we take a look at sports. Hi, I'm Coleman Taylor from the Ecom Sports Network. Khalif Battle finished with 25 points to top 1,000 for his career, and Arkansas beat Furman 97-83 on Monday night. Battle, who needed 3 points to reach the milestone, came off the bench to sink 7 of 11 shots with 4 three-pointers and 7 of 8 free throws for the Razorbacks, who are now 6-3. Battle transferred to Arkansas after playing for Butler his freshman year and for Temple the last 3 seasons. Chandler Lawson scored 19 of 8 for 10, shooting and a three-pointer for Arkansas. Trayvon Brazil scored 13, and Devontae Davis pitched in with 10 rebounds and 8 assists to go with 7 points. Freshman Layden Blocker totaled 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists off the bench. Arkansas will host number 19 Oklahoma coming up on Saturday. In Tuscaloosa, facing a double-digit deficit and down 5 players to injury, the Arkansas State men's basketball team didn't back down for 40 minutes in a tough 89-65 loss to Alabama inside Coleman Coliseum Monday night. Taryn Todd scored a game-high 15 points to lead 5 players in double figures and ran point for the Red Wolves for over 37 minutes. Darian Ford and DeAndre Dominguez added 12 points each, while Freddie Hicks and Isaiah Nelson chipped in 10. Nelson also grabbed a game-high 7 rebounds to go along with 3 blocked shots and a steal. Arkansas State will host UAB coming up on Saturday. And tonight in college basketball, Missouri State travels to the Nashville area to take on Middle Tennessee University. In college football, University of Missouri running back Cody Schrader was named the 14th winner of the Burlsworth Trophy at a ceremony held at Crystal Bridges Museum on Monday, December 4th. The award given to the nation's most outstanding player who began his career as a walk-on. On hand to make the announcement was Marty Burlsworth, chairman and CEO of the Burlsworth Trophy. Other finalists for the award were James Carpenter, nose guard from James Madison, and Drake Stoops, receiver from Oklahoma. The trophy is named in honor of Brandon Burlsworth. Without one D1 scholarship offer, Brandon walked on to the Razorback team in 1994, worked his way to being a 3-year starter, and was eventually named an All-American in 1998. He was selected as the 63rd overall pick by the Indianapolis Colts in the 1999 NFL Draft, but was tragically killed in a car accident 11 days later. In high school basketball last night, the Thayer Lady Bobcats played Southside Monday night in the Lyon College High School Tournament and got a big win 72-30. Hadley Meyer led Thayer with 23 points. Abby Bowers had 17. After the game, that we talked to Lady Bobcat head coach Denny Young about the win.
You know, it's unfortunate for the Southerners. They lost a really good guard to a knee injury. But our girls capitalized on that. They did a very good job. They communicated well defensively. We still got a lot of kinks to work out. It's early, but very proud of our efforts tonight. That's one thing we can control every night, and I thought we did a better job with that tonight.
The Lady Bobcats will play again on Thursday night in the tournament. Other games going on last night included boys action, Highland defeating Melbourne 50-48. In girls basketball, Izzard County took down Cave City 59-48. Maynard defeated Piggott 51-48. Willow Springs over Gainesville 66-46. And Mountain Grove beating Hartville 53-49. In high school basketball tonight, we've got live coverage of the West Plains Zizzers playing at Willard. That game will be carried on 100.9 The Train. Also, the West Plains girls will play Carthage in the Republic tournament tonight at 5 o'clock. In other games tonight, the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls host Manila. And in support of the 14th annual Hunger Hero campaign, tonight for admission to the Mammoth Spring Games, you can bring 5 canned good items. That's good for admission into the ballgame. The Couch Boys and Girls are at Kabul tonight. Koshkonong Girls are at Bakersfield. The Ava Boys host Hollister. Ava Girls travel to Fordland. Bakersfield Boys host Mansfield. The Dora Boys host Winona. Dora Girls travel to Bradleyville. Van Buren Boys and Girls are at Bunker. Donovan Boys are at Greenville. Mountain Grove Boys are at Hartville. Summersville Boys and Girls are at Lesterville. Licking Girls travel to Stoutland. Highland Boys and Girls host Pocahontas. The Melbourne Boys and Girls host Newport. Viola Boys and Girls host Calico Rock. Izzard County Boys and Girls will host Marshall. Hoxie Boys and Girls at Tuckerman. Salem, Arkansas Boys and Girls at Cave City. Sloan Hendricks Boys and Girls teams at Southside. The Mountain Home Boys and Girls host Valley View. The Batesville Boys host Wynn. Norfolk Girls host Shirley. Walnut Ridge Girls travel to Mountain View. Batesville Girls travel to Harding Academy. And finally, in Monday Night Football last night, it was the Cincinnati Bengals coming away with an overtime victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars, 34-31. The Bengals are now 6-6 on the season. The Jaguars fall to 8-4. Remember, for more news, sports, and weather, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. For the Ecom Sports Network, I'm Coleman Taylor.